One would assume that sinus rhythm is always more beneficial than rate control only for a particular patient. However, it is important to assess the risks and benefits of trying to obtain sinus rhythm because the drugs we use to maintain sinus rhythm have risks of their own. There are very few data in the literature to suggest that one drug is better than another to prevent recurrences of atrial fibrillation. Thus, when one selects an antiarrhythmic drug for atrial fibrillation, you should consider the possible side effects and not necessarily efficacy criteria. In a patient that is truly asymptomatic in their atrial fibrillation, it may not be necessary at all to even consider trying to restore and maintain sinus rhythm.